My name is Jim Watkins. The show is Speaking Out, and I'm so happy that you're here. We have a great group of stations, and I feel grateful to them and to the listeners in those cities, including Dallas on Dallas Talk 1190, also KVOC in beautiful Casper, Wyoming, KHDN in the Billings and Hardin area, saying hi to my friends on Crow Nation. Don't vote Democrat, I tell these people. Don't vote Democrat. Don't throw your vote away to Tester. It's not good for you. Bad, bad. All right, KBTA and KTMS, beautiful people of Southern California. Going to see you soon. KTMS, of course, 990, and KBTA, Ventura. The folks up in the high desert at Talk 960 KIXW, we love you. Mucho gracias, KHDS, Santa Clarita, and the northern LA suburbs. And then, of course, we're adding a new affiliate in Spokane, Washington. And I have some dear friends who live up in that area. It's a beautiful part of the country. And then, of course, our folks over there in Lancaster. And we all appreciate you here. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, we are heard on CRN Talk at noon and again at 8 p.m. Eastern. So you're never that far away. And then, of course, we have our website, Jim Watkins One, where we stream the show every day. And also we have the podcast, too. So you never miss an episode of Speaking Out. It's a real labor of love for me. I'm determined. I think this is the time when voices similar to my own all around the world, we can't depend on the government. There's an interesting case going on, and it's not looking too good for the First Amendment. This Murthy versus Missouri case, which was originally against the Biden administration, and it has to do whether the government overstepped its boundaries in free speech, First Amendment, by telling big tech companies that they had to suppress information. And it stemmed originally from COVID-19 because the federal government was worried about vaccine hesitancy because people were starting to get the word that maybe all was not so well in Oz with these adverse effects that were popping up. And the government went on a tirade to suppress any information that came out about the dangers of the vaccine. The only thing you ever heard about was go get your COVID shot, shut the hell up, and don't complain if you get a boo-boo. Except some of those boo-boos were myocarditis, blood clots, brain seizures, heart attacks, shingles, Bell's palsy, miscarriages, all of these things that started happening, cancer rates going up in countries like Germany, death rates inexplicably going up, same with the UK. And all along, the medical community, at least the ones that are under control thanks to Obamacare, were under threat from the government. Don't you dare say anything. That's criminal. They were oppressing people's right to have a discussion about vaccine efficacy. It was wrong. History will see that it's wrong. And I hope to God that Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins and that guy who ran EcoHealth Alliance, Peter Daszak, I hope they spend the rest of their lives in jail because they lied through the entire process and they still have not answered the questions. The crime has not been solved. And if I sound like a radical, read Anthony Fauci, The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy. He did his research, folks. He documented everything that they did. And for the most part, 90% of Americans don't know. And let the lawsuits begin. Listen, nobody's against trying to come up with a solution for a potential pandemic. But they held the cards. They knew what they were doing when they were introducing spike protein into a cleavage, attaching it to a SARS virus. They knew what they were doing because they wanted to reverse engineer a vaccine so they could come to the rescue. And boy, they came to the rescue, didn't it? You know, the old question is, if you have nothing to worry about, then why are you hiding the truth? Nobody was getting a side effect? Is that what we were expected to believe? That of 210 million Americans, nobody was getting a side effect? Nobody wanted to talk about it. If you got injured, you went to your doctor, they said, we don't know what you're talking about. We're just getting out of that era, and people are starting to ask the right questions. And so this trial that's going on has to do with whether the government prevented the free speech rights of Americans. And so far, the people that are making the case, Ketanji Jackson Brown and Sotomayor and Kagan, are all coming up with these weird hypotheticals in this argument. They're saying, well, what about people that go online and talk about promoting teen suicide? Aren't we not supposed to protect ourselves from that kind of behavior? Absolutely. Nobody would argue against it. But this was the direct result of the government contacting Google, contacting Facebook, contacting Twitter, and telling them, do not let any discussion go out about the efficacy of the vaccines. Do not let people talk about ivermectin. Do not let people talk about hydroxychloroquine. Do not let people talk about remdesivir. Only go with this narrative, or we will shut you down. And that's what the government did. And that's what this argument is about. And I'm afraid they're going to lose the argument because the people that are arguing the case on behalf of the people don't seem to have the right perspective on what happened. This was Orwellian, and it will happen again if these bastards are not held accountable. I guarantee you that. And I apologize for using such strong words. But ladies and gentlemen, these are the times that we're in. And frankly, I know that there is going to be a day of reckoning. Perhaps it'll come in the form of an election come November when we tell the bums, go home. I hope so. Here's another strange article. So Advil Now, which I happen to like, says that there's such a thing as pain inequity. And I always look to the UK because I sometimes think of the UK as sort of like a test tube, like what happens there. But those folks eventually will matriculate over here, and then we act as stupid as they do. Not always, but sometimes. So they're like the guinea pig. And right now, the UK government has declared medical devices racist. That's right. Not to be undone by social justice virtue signaling, firms Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk, Pfizer, which owns the Advil brand, is now at war on behalf of blacks with something called pain inequity. And it reads, quote, the Advil Pain Equity Project is a long-term commitment to champion equitable and accessible pain relief. Created by Advil and launched in partnership with Morehouse School of Medicine, the Advil Pain Equity Project's first campaign, Believe My Pain, and it's focused on illuminating the issues of pain inequity in black communities. Do you even understand what any of that means? Now, according to them, we've been ignoring the pain of black people, and they need to do a study to show that blacks are more adversely affected by pain than other races. How is this possible? I'm going to ask you the question. If you're an African-American, do you feel that way? Do you feel like that you have more pain in your life than your fellow mortals of another skin color? Do you think that you are unjustly suppressed? And when you live in a paradigm where all you're being told is that you are being oppressed and that you're never going to feel safe in a white man's world and everything, you shouldn't even believe in God because God is oppressing you. That's why he's making you suffer. If you're an African American, aren't you tired of being told that you're a victim? If somebody was telling me my whole life that I was a victim, I would probably start feeling like a victim. I would not trust anybody. I think that these people that are in positions of influence, they want to make the African American dependent. It's that simple.
Welfare reminds me of an old man I used to date. I was in a relationship with him for 11 years. He would never marry me, right? But whenever my bills were due, I would tell him he would give me just enough. He had a whole lot of money. He would give me just enough. Rent due, $1,200, he'd give me $1,200, not one cent over, because he knew that every month the rent was due that I would have to come back to him. He wouldn't give me $100,000 and say, here, baby, bump that, go buy you a house and start you a business, because then he felt like I wouldn't need him. The government system is the same way when it comes to black Americans. They'll never give us enough to get over and get up. It's only enough to make sure we continue to come back every 30 days so that we can remain slaves to their system.